A Cincinnati design firm is refining its plans for a children's museum in Shreveport after a week-long visit with its client SciPort, Louisiana's science center. SciPort announced a nearly $9 million capital campaign last week that includes a $2 million children's gallery within its current building. Tricia O'Connor is an exhibit developer for Kramer Design and Production. She took detailed notes during focus groups for SciPort's Itty Bitty City.
There's so much here that really is going to make this Itty Bitty City unique to Shreveport. We've got the Red River going through. We've got Mardi Gras, alligators. We have the Barksdale Air Force Base and all of the military ties here. So there's so much that's going to make it a really rich, unique experience.
SciPort Development Officer Jennifer McMenamin says SciPort has raised $300,000 so far for Itty Bitty City. She says the goal is for SciPort to increase foot traffic in the Science Center that slumped last year.
I think it is really going to expand SciPort's audience down to our youngest visitor. We've really expanded our audience in the past couple of years with programs that are designed just for the adults, the 21 plus crowd. But now I think we're really honing in on that pre-K level.
Tom Kramer, president of the design firm, stresses museum uniqueness. He says visitors will be able to climb into the shell of an airplane that will be perched above Itty Bitty City. It's a nod to Barksdale's B-52s. He says many science centers are building new attractions within their existing footprint.
We like to connect Shreveport and the surrounding area into this basically new museum component to this science center, which is kind of a unique thing. And we've noticed that kind of nationwide is going around to some of these science centers to get that younger visitor to come in, and that younger visitor that's going to age into the next level of the science center.
SciPort aims to open Itty Bitty City in fall 2015. Additional phases of fundraising include upgrading its Red River Gallery and converting its IMAX Dome Theater to a digital format.